I'm Lauren.
And I'm Ashley. And this, guys, is Nip Tuck Pod.
We are your girl chat. We say the things you want to hear, the things that you're thinking but you don't want to say out loud. And we're all about being strong, aspirational women who basically don't give a...
Lauren, anyway, if you want unfiltered chat, amazing beauty and product recommendations, then look no further, guys. This is the podcast where you will get all of the girly chat.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's a lot of funny memories in Nando's, to be fair. I did get proposed to once, actually.
How good is your chicken, Liv?
Honestly, I had top tier service. That's what they always used to put me on door, because we used to chat away and get all the customers in.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's Fitty Patterson The Secret 2. This week, I am joined by Brummy Babe, Love Island star, and one of my favourite reality TV stars ever. It's Liberty Pool, everybody.
Hi, guys. Glad to be here.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. I'm excited to share some secrets today.
Yes, I love that. You strike me as the type of gal who wears like a heart on her sleeve. So I don't
Yeah, feel like definitely. This. To be fair, like I think I'm a bit of an oversharer. Probably talk too much. Tell everyone everything. It's probably not the wisest thing, but it is what it is.
I was literally just talking to Danielle Armstrong the other day, right? And I said, well, I was like, I don't know. Because obviously I've been doing reality TV since I was like 21. And how old were you when you went on Love Island, Liv?
I was 21, actually. So
Snapsies. So like, and obviously I'm fucking not 21 anymore, mate. I'm 35 this year. So I was like, I've spent so much of my adult life, like believing, like sharing everything with everybody, you know, like the public, whether it be on reality TV, whether it be on a documentary, whether it be through a platform like Instagram, that actually my idea of what is okay to share is totally skewed. Like, I just overshare. I tell everyone absolutely everything. Are you the same?
Yeah, I feel like that's what makes you relatable, though. I feel like the more, because you're just so open about everything, like people can relate to the problems that you go through, your situations and stuff. So it just makes you a more likable person. But I've always been an oversharer from day dot. Don't know when to shut my mouth. Don't know when to stop talking. Just go, go, go. Tell everyone everything. And my mates always say it as well. My mates are like, Lib, one thing that you always do is you always have to address the elephant in the room. Like, I can't just keep anything in, it just all comes out, no filter.
Oh, but I think it is the best way to be, and a repeat.
Yeah, it's the real way to be.
Yeah, of course. Like, you are fan favorite, like, definitely your year on Love Island. The success you've seen since obviously shows you are doing something right. So never change, Lib. Like, I love you the way you are.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask, mate, before we get into like the bones of the podcast, how are you? Because I read you had a horrible time in LA.
Oh yeah. To be fair, like, obviously that was a hard experience with Kaz.
Yeah.
But I'm quite like a resilient person, and I always try and see the positive in stuff. And I think at that moment in time, like, obviously that was scary, because we were just like videoing the street and this woman literally come out of nowhere and started getting like really aggressive. And you know, like when you're still just trying to process everything that's happening, like me and Kaz were still trying to process that.
Yeah.
And then it was like, she was getting more and more aggressive and coming closer and closer and closer. And it wasn't until like the knife dropped on the floor that I thought, okay, like we're in a situation here. So luckily, like these two like lads, like that was like bystanding, like stood up for us and like, leave them girls alone. Like, at this point, I'm thinking, I choose life. You know what I mean? Like, I choose, I do choose life. Yeah. So I'm literally...
You don't know what you do in that situation,
yeah,
do you?
I just went into flight mode. I literally just did. I was in literally these heels in downtown LA. My granddad was like, don't go downtown LA, lip lock. Whatever you do, have a great time, but don't go downtown LA. Me and Kat are like thinking, oh, it's fine. Like, we're just getting dropped off at penthouse. Like, yeah, we'll be sad. Like, obviously, there's me taking like candid pictures of Kat for Instagram, like everything. And then obviously that come out of nowhere and we was in a bit of shock. Obviously now looking back, it's a bit more cheery because, you know, none of us got hurt. But at the time, like, I think we was just both in shock. I think Kaz froze a bit and then I went into flight mode, was like, we need to go. Started running down the road in my stilettos, which is a skill that I picked up over the years. So that came in handy in that moment.
Set you in pretty good stead.
Yeah.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. So terrifying.
It was terrifying, but I feel like a lot of good come out of that situation, because when you're in like a hard situation like that where it's life-threatening, it puts things into like a lot of perspective. And I think from that, I've learned, like, you know, life's short. Anything can happen. You need to do what you want to do. You only live once. And I think also, like, in that moment, I feel... it sounds mad, but throughout my life, I've always been one to like put other feelings first. And, you know, and sometimes in hard situations, like, I don't think people were there for me like I would have been for, like, with them. And I think in that moment, I was just like, as much as I put other people's feelings first, I really need to start putting my own feelings first and living for myself, not other people. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, that for me was like just a bit of an eye-opener. And then, yeah, like a lot of good come out of it as well. And I think, yeah, me and Kaz just had each other's back the whole time. And after, we were supporting each other. And we were like such good friends before anyway. But I feel like when you go through experiences like that together, you just, yeah, it's mad.
You're such a positive pigeon. I mean, that's such an amazing way of looking at it. It sounds like you've had a real, like, it is, it's a life-changing moment. I can't imagine how scary it must have been, but it sounds like you've taken away the best things from it. So good for you.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. Thank
I just
you.
Feel like, fuck, and I'm never going back to LA ever again.
Now, me and Kaz are already thinking about booking Vegas again soon, so it hasn't put us off for life.
She's brave now. So, then, was the rest of LA absolutely luscious? Did you go to Coachella?
Kaz went to Coachella. So, Kaz went to Coachella for 5 days, and then I flew out with Kaz's sister. And then it was me, Kaz and Banji for a week. And then Kaz, like, me and Kaz for the second week. And I said to Kaz, I said, listen, I said... love Banji, I said, but as soon as she leaves, it's going to be like absolute chaos, because me and Kaz together, like, chaos. Like, love her to pieces, but that girl is never on time for anything. And combined with my messiness, it is literally chaos, but the best kind. And as soon as, like, Banji left, I think we must have been in a coffee shop for about 5 minutes. The night before, we was on a night out. Kaz had already broken my cocktail from the night before, smashed it everywhere. I was in the coffee shop. Literally, like, she was getting, like, some frozen lemonade. And she puts it down on the side and she goes to put the lid on it and she spills it everywhere in front of everyone. And I'm like, Kaz, what are you actually like? Like, I'm start cleaning up. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, what are you like? And then, like, my coffee comes and I'm like, Kaz, silly Kaz. And then I go and get the lid, put it on my coffee. It spills everywhere all over the counter when the guy's making the stuff. So at that point, I was just like, we need to leave. We actually need to leave.
You two are like two little peas in a pod.
We are.
These were meant to meet each other and be friends.
We were. It was so crazy because as soon as we got on Love Island together, sorry, I feel like, you know, I talk so much. If you want to get an edge in it, just let me know.
This is the perfect guest for a podcast, mate. It's don't worry about it. Just keep doing you.
Yeah, as soon as we met each other, like we was like in the villa, and like as soon as we met each other, we just clicked. So like we had a lot of stuff in common. Like Kaz flew over from Zambia, I think, when she was like a teen, to live in England. And I actually been to Zambia when I was younger and lived there for a month. And it's one of my favourite holidays that I went on with my mum. It was amazing. Like, flew in a helicopter, like, went on a safari. I think we were out there, like, obviously, like, helping people and stuff, but it was incredible. Mm-hmm. And then we went to, like, the same university in the science. Yeah. So, like, Kaz lived in Birmingham for a bit. Yeah. So we went to the same uni and, like, we just had so much in common from the get-go. And we were just, like, both, like, high energy, positive vibes. So I think when you just click with someone, and like we were both the first people to walk into the villa together. So it felt like it was just like meant to be. And like since then, we've just like got like, don't get me wrong, I love all the girls in the villa. Like I think there was, this year, there was a really strong sense of like girl code. And like, well, I say this year, bloody hell, it's last year. It's gone so quick. Oh, it was literally mad. Flown, it starts soon now. Yeah, the next one. But yeah, there was a proper strong sense of girl code. But I feel like out of everyone, like Kaz was just like the girl that I'd go to. And like, yeah, we'd just be there for each other. I think it's important to know that someone's got your best interest at heart.
I was just going to say that, like in a situation like Love Island, I can imagine it can, even though you're surrounded by people, like can be quite lonely at times.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't know these people very well. Like it's a high pressure situation. It must have felt really lovely to have that bond with Kaz so quickly. Yeah. Like someone you could trust and rely on.
Definitely. Like it's so nice because obviously I feel like being on a program like that, like you said, like a lot of opinions fly around and all you do, like you're chatting about like feelings and relationships and friendships and emotions like constantly in there. And obviously you're living with the same people for 24 hours a day, like everything's being recorded and like there's almost like no sense of escape. So I feel like you have to have that person that almost feels a bit like home. And I do feel like Kaz was there for me. But one thing I would say as well is I think if I went back in this year, like, I'd be not different. Like, I'm the same person. But I feel like I would handle things different because it's mad how much you self-grow in, like, a year. Like, I feel like, you know, for me, like, the Vine was a big moment for me because, like, I was in a toxic relationship for, like, 3 years. I'm not saying the Giz is a bad guy, but we're both very young and, like, things were said. And I, like, used to, like, compare myself to other girls. And, like, you know, social media, as good as it can be, it can also be a horrible place for, like, young women as well. And for me, that was, like, something that I went through. Like, I used to feel, like, obviously, I got cheated on. Like, you know, I'm one of them girls that probably got a bit of trust issues. We've all been there.
Oh, babe, we've all been there.
And I feel like I used to, like, compare myself to other girls and feel like I wasn't pretty enough. And, like, you know, I think throughout that time, like, a lot of insecurity, because I've always been bubbly and, like, outgoing, but I feel like I lost myself a bit. Yeah. And I've become, like, this insecure person that I didn't really recognise. And then I come out on the other side of that and I was just like, right, I'm leading with personality, leading with my personality. And then obviously, like, I went into Love Island and I was just myself and I led with my personality the whole way through and I was unapologetically me because that's something I was 100% sure about.
Yeah.
And then I think, obviously, when, you know, hearing that you man don't fancy it, it's not a nice thing. And or that they didn't want to rip your clothes off.
Honestly, it's fucking mental lip because I'm trying to. You're absolutely loved.
Oh, thank you, Vicky. Love that. Someone does.
Honestly, mate, it's his fucking loss. His loss. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
But I think, like, you know, hearing that, it was just like a repeat of the history. Like, it just made me feel like, you think, why am I not good enough for someone again? Like, you just get that, like, them thoughts and stuff. And I feel like towards the end for me, like I'm not saying Jake's a bad person, but towards the end for me, like the energy just changed. And I just felt like it was almost like irritant. And one thing I cannot do for the life of me is act. Don't get me wrong, yeah, I've tried it. No, I auditioned for like a play at school. You know, I was pretending to be behind bars in prison and someone come up to me and was like, you look constipated. So one thing I cannot do at all is bloody act. So for me, I was like, something's off, like the energy's changed. I just need to stick to my guns here and leave. Like, yeah, no, at the time I was thinking, no amount of 50k is going to get me to go on a final date with this guy. No offense.
Oh, but then,
me and Jake are sad, but at the time the energy was just like so off, and I was just like, I can't. When you know something's not right, and you've been through it before, where you've like been back and forth with someone and put up with so much, like you just don't want to do it again. And I think for me, like, that was like a strong defining moment. That
huge moment.
Yeah, like viewers got to see, but also me and my personal life, because I was like, I'm not standing for anything that I don't. And I almost found like my sense of self-worth in there.
Yeah.
And then you fast forward a year, man. Yeah. And it's just like, I haven't really, to be honest, I was busy when I come out of Love Island. I was doing like Dance on Ice, which was a hell of an experience. Loved it. It's a tough show to do. Like, obviously, trying for it every day. Like, I was so busy, but I feel like it pushed me so much out of my comfort zone. And I thoroughly enjoyed it, and it was amazing. But anyway, fast forward a year on. I just feel like, I don't know, like, I weren't really open to dating. I was just like head game, strong, doing my own thing. And then I did date someone that was like out of the public eye for a little bit. No one knows this, really.
This is so sneaky. I'm getting a little exclusive. Okay, you don't have to tell who it is, but was he really lovely?
Well, obviously, like, I think I knew him before, like, Love Island. So I had a little thing with him at college. You know, we always had chemistry or whatever. And I thought, like, let's give it a go, you know. And then, so I was, like, chatting to him for a little bit. Things were, like, going really, really well.
Yeah.
And then it's, like, again, like, he was, like, don't get me wrong, like, you know, for me, I like to take things, like, slow. But he was pretty, like, he was doing stuff that, for me, was nice. Like, you know, buying me gifts and saying, like, really, like, nice stuff. And I was, like, okay, like,
gentlemanly
gentlemanly behaviour, as you do. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm a sucker for a tradesman. That is one thing I will say. Like, obviously, like, my ex
like a joiner.
Yeah, like, my ex was on scaffolding. Yeah. Like, Jake was a water engineer. Like, I'm a sucker for a tradesman. Like, this guy was carpet. Like, I'm a sucker for a tradesman.
It's nice to have a handy fella around the house.
It is. And I think because I'm not a DIY girl at all. Like, I don't even know how to change a light bulb. It's just something that attracts me. It appeals to me.
I can and see then, where you're coming from. Erkan kind of fucking hang a mirror, mate. It's a good thing he's lush.
Yeah, honestly.
So go on. So what did this fella do?
Oh, so basically, like, I think, so it went from that. And then I think I went to, like, LA for 2 weeks. I come back and he was just like, it went from almost being 100 to, like, I don't know where my head's at.
Oh, God, because you'd had a holiday.
I don't know. It was just a bit mad. And I think as a girl, you sort of like, okay, I see what's going on here. So I just literally, like, thought, I deserve better. I look back since, like, literally just I ain't bothered to message him since. And, like, moved on with my life because I think, and I look back at it, 3 years ago, I probably wouldn't have done that 3 years ago. But to, like, today, and, like, even a year ago, well, obviously a year ago I made that decision, but today, like, I can, I handle situations different. I'm just, like, more resilient and stronger. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? I deserve better. There's going to be better out there for me. Someone don't know where their heads are. I'm sure there's someone out there that will know where their heads are. And just moved on past it. And yeah, I think I've got that outlook on life now. Like, I'm still, I feel like before I thought, oh, if you're like harder on the outside, like, you can't be a nice person, but it's wrong. You can still be nice. You can still be considerate. You can still be kind. But you can also put yourself, like, your feelings first as well and be selfish. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, there's so many different types of selfish, and I'm my life coach always encourages me to be good selfish, you know? And, like, I think putting yourself first sometimes and protecting your peace doesn't mean that you can't still be, like, a really lovely person.
Exactly.
You should never lose that, like, softness, Lib, that, like, your lovely gooey centre that made everyone fall in love with you. Like, it feels as though, like, for me, watching you in Love Island, like, you made such a brave decision to leave. And what you did should, I think, and I know all you were doing is doing what was best for you, you know, and valuing your own, like, your own self-respect, but you showed young lasses, like, and I think it was such a beautiful moment that it, like, it's important to your worth and put yourself first and not stand for any less. You deserve someone who is sure. We all do. We deserve someone who is 110% sure that we're the right ones for them and doesn't stray and does want to rip our clothes off and all those things. So
yeah, like, definitely.
This growth, this journey you're on, it's only going to keep going, mate. And I just wanted to commend you for that, because I don't know if you've even got any idea, like, how powerful what you did was for all the young women watching.
Thank you. You know what? Coming out, like, all, like, a lot of my following on Instagram is like women.
Oh yeah, so is my, like, men constant.
Yeah. Oh, like, you know, Girls Help Central. But yeah, it's nice because it's like, I feel like, yeah, so I had so many young girls in my DM saying, like, you've inspired me, like, your confidence, like, how do you know, how can I, like, be helped with my confidence? And what I say is, it really comes from within. Yeah. A mistake that I made was
thinking it came from fellas, or
thinking it comes from fellas, or like even like constantly like looking for affirmation from other people, and it's not going to fix the problem. It might make you feel better for like 1-2 seconds, but you're going to be back to like where you ended up. Like, you need to really find that sense of self-confidence from within, and I feel like that's definitely something that I've got now that I struggled with when I was like 18 and like as a young girl, like growing up. And it's once you've got it, it's something that no one can take away from you. And I think something, because I always like to see the best in people as well, something I've always done throughout my life. And I'm a very trusting person, and I think I'd always do that. However, I think some people will have opinions on you, and it's nothing to do with you, but it's their own, like, insecurities and their own projection. Yeah. And I just used to take what people used to say to me for, that's that. And you can't, because sometimes not everyone has your best interest at heart. And some opinions that are made of you are like projection onto you. And you've got to like make sure that, yeah, you just stick to your guns. And as long as you know that you've got a pure heart and you move with like pure intent, don't care what other people say.
Well, that saying, isn't there? And it's people's opinion of you very rarely has anything to do with you.
Exactly. It's true.
And I always think, you know, oh, I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
You're going to get the door.
I'll just get that later.
No, that's fine.
Sorry, I've got like gated community and the loudest intercom ever. It's so insane.
No, that's fine.
So, like, what I always think as well, whenever, you know, someone says something nasty on social media, or you're trolled, or there's any sort of negativity, like, it's dead hard to take that breath and think, this is not about me. This is about them. They're having a bad day. They're jealous of something. Something's irritated them. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But it isn't ever really about you, is it? Normally,
no,
it's not about
them. Yeah, definitely.
That's part of growing up, and that's part of navigating this new industry that you found yourself in. And I do think, fuck me, Lib, like, you're so young, but like, you completely like exploded onto the scene. Like, what was it, like 12 weeks in the summer, and then before you know it, like 2 million Instagram followers. Like, that must
have been
like a bit of an overwhelming feeling.
It was mental. And you know what, like, it was nice because I just went in there. You know, I was Nando's waitress for like 5 years. Loved that job. I still get it every week now. I love Nando's.
I love that. Everyone loves Nando's.
I was a uni student. Yeah, I was just like your normal run-of-the-mill girl from Brum. And, you know, do that for the Brummies. To be fair, I don't think I've had that many Brummies on Love Island.
There's been like you and Alex Bowen, and I think that's
it. I think so. Yeah.
It's a shame, because evidently you're popular. Oh, yeah, timeless.
Well, Yeah, yeah. Obviously, like, you come on and people are like, what the hell is that accent? Like, but, like, I think, like, I see, like, comments going, like, from fellow Brummies going, bloody hell, is that what we sound like? But, yeah, like, obviously, I just thought, whatever happens, happens. Like, you know, I'll just see how it goes, like. And then, yeah, I had the best time ever, so.
Well, thank you, Liberty, for being so lovely, so giggly, and so beautifully honest in part one. Can we have you back in part two?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, just about, that's really, I mean, good. Yeah, let me go and get my coffee, because I feel like the energy's on the low, and then we'll be back.
Fuck me, as if this is you, low energy. I hate to see what you're like when you're buzzing.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. Their meditations range to fit your needs each day, from anxiety and stress, relaxation and focus, to building habits and taking care of your physical well-being. They even have expert-led talks on topics such as tips for overcoming stress and anxiety, handling grief, improving self-esteem, caring for relationships, and more. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.